world. For some reason that remains a mystery, they colonized the Isle of Dragonstone, but did not begin to conquer Westeros. When most powerful, the Valyrian Freehold built all the current free cities, except Braavos. The Valyrians molded rock like clay to make ancient roads, as well as Dragonstone Castle, where Stannis now lives. With thousands of slaves, they excavated the 14 Flames, a great ring of volcanoes, for precious metals. About 100 years before Aegon's Landing, when the first Targaryen dragon rider came to Westeros from across the sea, the land was suddenly destroyed. Little is known of this event, referred to as the Doom of Valyria. A great and unspecified cataclysm that sounds much like a volcano fragmented the land into many islands. The area, called the Smoking Sea, is now described as demon-haunted, and it is said, "The Doom still rules in Valyria." Tyrion Lannister reads in his books that in a single day, every hill for 500 miles split asunder to fill the air with ash and smoke and fire, blazes so hot and hungry that even flying dragons were engulfed and consumed. Great rents had opened in the earth, swallowing palaces, temples, entire towns. Lakes boiled or turned to acid. Mountains burst. Fiery fountains spewed molten rock 1,000 feet into the air. Red clouds rained down dragon glass and the black blood of demons. And, to the north, the ground splintered and collapsed and fell in on itself as an angry sea came rushing in. The proudest city in all the world was gone in an instant. Its fabled empire vanished in a day. The lands of the long summer scorched and drowned and blighted. Dragons, which filled Valyria, are rumored to have originated in the Shadowlands beyond Ashai to the southeast. The Valyrians learned to control them with magic and fashioned great horns of magic and Valyrian steel to become the dragon's masters. Aegon the Conqueror came from Valyria with his dragons, dragon horns, magic, and Valyrian steel, the secrets of all of which have been lost to time. But old Valyria may hold the key to mankind's salvation. Questions and echoes. Valyria was destroyed by fire, likely a series of volcanic eruptions. It had much forgotten lore, from magical roads to the Valyrian steel and dragons that could fight the others. Perhaps its fire magic holds the key to defeating the ice creatures. The Smoking Sea is a place of salt and smoke like Dragonstone. The Lightbringer prophecy might take place at either. Tyrion puzzles why the old Valyrians colonized the one island and nothing more, thinking, odd that. Dragonstone is no more than a rock. The wealth was farther west, but they had dragons. Surely they knew that it was there. Did Dragonstone give them exactly what they needed, or did they fear the frozen others? What magic is still waiting on Dragonstone, and why hasn't Stannis discovered it? Martin comments, "If you look at how the Citadel of Dragonstone was built, and how in some of its structures the stone was shaped in some fashion with magic, yes, it's safe to say that there's something of Valyrian magic still present." Is fire magic why Dragonstone called to the Valyrians? Or was it the volcanoes seething within? Already there has been one apocalypse through ice, the long winter of old Nan's tales, and one through fire. Now ice is beginning again. Is the Doom of Valyria significant? One curious fan asked Martin, "Was the Doom related to dragons? I.e., did the Valyrians lose control of some of the dragons, or was there some sort of civil war fought with dragons, much like occurred later in Westeros?" He responded with a simple, "No comment." Since he commonly suggests that fans' particular exotic theories are unlikely to bear fruit, or responds to deep analysis by saying, "Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar," there may be something here. In Book 4, it is suggested that the Faceless Men were involved in the Doom. Their magic, like that of the Red Priests, seems unspecified but powerful. The Valyrians enslaved and terrorized the people of current-day Slaver's Bay. Daenerys's constant claims that she's descended from the dragon may be enraging the people of Essos more than ensuring their loyalty. Daenerys the Dreamer, ancestress of the current Daenerys, foresaw the Doom and convinced her father, the head of House Targaryen, to leave Valyria. They traveled to Dragonstone.